Demon Seed.
You must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Oh, fucking thing.
He's gone round and found him on the floor.
Let's see who called this one sweating piss. And you called me Gubbins on the fucking intro.
Gubbins. I think Gubbins, was it Gubbins brackets dripping?
Gubbins, yeah, dripping, yeah. So, yeah.
How's it going there? You having a good time?
I call you Johnny Notice. So, a certain level of fucking respect and decorum. Oh. How are you?
Yeah, you're right. What's happened? You sound like you've sort of scratched yourself quite badly.
Well, the usual fucking shit just takes ages doing this shit, doesn't it? But luckily, we get paid absolutely fuck all for it, so it's well worth it.
The money's...
Where is the fucking money? What's he doing, the fat cunt?
I haven't seen any of it.
Where's our fucking cash?
I haven't seen any of it from the start, and people are paying for it, and it just turns up late, and it's...
What's Reese doing?
I don't know.
Is he editing this prick before he sends it out, does he?
He better do.
Reese, you twat, stop hoarding the cash.
Give us some money.
Never turns up. Does fuck all. We split it three ways, which means he gets three thirds and we get fuck all.
I haven't seen any money. How long have we been doing this for?
Fucking moon face four-eyed wanker. Give us some fucking cash, you fucking dirty little dwarf. You fucking hobbity-footed fucknut. Where's our money?
Where's my fucking money?
Stop sending us... It's like one of those Kickstarter fucking bullshit scam fucking things that I did before.
We're making a helicopter, but it's also a fucking radio.
Reese sends us a fucking T-shirt design every month, and that's supposed to keep us fucking quiet for the next month.
Yeah.
He doesn't sell any of the fuckers or make them, though, does he?
No. Nothing happens.
Fucking
and he just,
Robin, you know, fucking...
He fucks off to Spain for a two-week holiday every fucking month. That's why.
He must be doing something.
He's using the money for this.
You've got some fucking morons paying for this shit, which is bad enough.
It's fucking
but then
no
the fact that we don't get
money.
Any of it... I've literally made fuck all. I haven't made one pence off this
thing. I haven't seen anything.
Just started.
I haven't seen anything. And I sit here and I have my fucking can of beer and
Reese. Oh, this is me and the kids throwing snowballs. This is me and the kids making a snowman. This is my new car. This is me in Canada having fun. I'm sitting in my fucking garage in Cardiff, skint.
We put
that
the
fucking prick is sat on the cash.
We put the pool on the side. It's nice, isn't it? This is the helicopter. All these are the fucking arcade machines in the fucking arcade we just made. How are
I've
you,
had the Demon Seed logo done on the bottom of the swimming pool in mosaic. Look. Nice, isn't it? It looks nice, that.
Hey, it's classy, isn't it? You know, you keep cracking on,
I did a few more designs for the T-shirts. Have a look. What do you and Mike think of these T-shirts, John? These are the ones I'm thinking of getting made with the money that I'm fucking sat on.
I've just got to... I'll just be away for a couple of weeks. Don't take any notice of the suntan or the flip-flops. You know, the Hawaiian shirt. I mean, you just crack on, Mike.
Just fucking any... Just black T-shirts. I'll write on the cunts in Tippex. I'll just put in the Demon Seed and we'll sell them.
Give me some money.
Unbelievable.
Give me some money.
Give us some
money. All I want is your fucking money.
Absolute scammer.
Fucking hell.
Fucking scam artist. Yeah, we're working with a scam artist.
Yeah, and the thing
here. He's never here.
No, and the people are getting scammed. They paid for this. They're listening to this now. They're just here.
They haven't paid us.
No, they haven't paid anyone.
They're getting wound up at us for unleashing this shit and having the audacity to charge for it.
We don't
get the cash.
No, don't see anything. It's fucking travesty.
The bloke who does the least, a.k.a. Reese, a.k.a. Reese Waters, a.k.a. the fucking silent partner, he's getting all the cash.
All right, lads, I've just had my arms and legs gold-plated, so I'm a bit busy this week, but can you do the show by yourselves? That's all right, I'm just going to smoke one of my big cigars.
Well, man, would you, mate? If you could just record it yourself, John, and send it over to me, and I'll fucking want to stop fucking counting me cash for 2 seconds.
You crack on with that, lads.
I'll send you some T-shirt designs over.
Yeah, we've got another load coming in, another 50,000 from China. They'll be in about 6 months. You crack on with that, lads, and I'll just get it. Hurry up in the sweatshop, will you? We've got some fucking orders coming in. Fucking outrageous. Mike and John, fucking cash monkeys, that's what I call them. Fucking rolling in it, the bastards.
Reese can't be here this week. He's out with the fucking Nigerian prince on the razzle. Who's fallen on hard times.
I would have come to tonight's show, lads, but the thing is, I've got an internet scam at the moment where I'm emailing old people telling them that, you know, they're entitled to 40 or 50 grand because they took a trip off all about 6 months ago. So I've got to catch up on some of my emails. I will be back next week, though, lads, so don't worry about it too much, you know.
Anyway, let's not dwell on the fact that we're being ripped off by an idiot. And let's just get on with it. We've got to keep churning these out to make the reach the cash that we never see.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He's getting a new Jeep, so he's got to keep that going. I'll have some of it. Are you having a drink tonight, Mike? What are you having?
I won, but I am now.
Have one of your shit whiskies that you give to people you don't like.
I'm having a pint of SA.
Good lad.
Just one pint.
Good lad. Yeah, I've had a can of Heineken.
Anyway, there we go. How was your day?
Not bad, not particularly eventful. Just sort of amping myself up for this, really. You know, check the bank account.
Say so.
Very little in the bank account, so I thought maybe I get some payment for this one. So, you know.
No. I mean, recently around to it at some point, money's.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
but that new car's not going to polish itself.
Exactly. You know, that swimming pool, you know, you can't swim in a pool without any water, you know, so.
That's right.
Somebody's got to fill it up, but you know.
Yeah. Money, 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 money,
money. Lovely. Two men doing a scone band. Fucking brilliant. Da, 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 da. Ready for the show then, Mike?
The show, of course, yes. I mean, I'm a very, very big fan of the show, of course. And let's not forget, of course, Suran Jones. Big fan of Suran Jones and all of his work. I'm not even sure if it is a he, Suran Jones.
I'm not sure. It's the modern age. You can go any moniker these days.
Suran Jones, bloody, you know, wonderful exponent of whatever he... I'm supposed to know who Suran Jones is.
Right,
yes. One of our listeners got in touch with a chap having a conversation with a man called Suran Jones. I'll just Google it, John. Hold the line for a second.
Of course.
Suran Jones.
Have a look online.
Suran Jones, actress.
Oh, very
female.
Popular.
Sarah Ann Akers, known professionally as Suran Jones.
Of course.
An English actress and producer, Rosa Bronson's Karen McDonald, of course, in Coronation Street between 2004. Upon leaving, she furthered her television career in drama series, including Vincent, Strictly Confidential, and Harley Street.
Of course, classic programs.
Age 43 years. Suran Jones. Wonderful actress, consummate professional. Huge fan of Suran as well. And also, I must say, the rail service around the Cambridge area.
Incoming pain.
We tell him it's shit. They listen to it, then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know, we just told you that.
Clackhounds only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clackhounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. Become an official Clackhound. Go to patreon.com/thedemonseed.